This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, my dear friends. Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu sends messengers, but not ordinary messengers, angels, to Esav to see what he's up to. The pasuk says, "Vayashuvu hamalachim al Yaakov lemar," and the angels returned to Yaakov, saying, "Vayashuvu hamalachim al Yaakov lemar." Says Rav Pinchas Koretzer in the Imre Pinchas. Says the Chida in the Pnei David. The Rashi Tevoi said the words, "Vayashuvu hamalachim al Yaakov lemar Eliyahu." Vayashuvu hamalachim al Yaakov lemar Eliyahu. Vav hey aleph yud lamed. The letters Eliyahu. Why is Eliyahu alluded to? Here, Rav Pinchas Koretzer says that this implies that Eliyahu also was involved in this shlichus. In fact, Reb Chaim Vital in the Eitz Hadas Toiv says that Yaakov sent two angels, Eliyahu and Michael. And that is why there's a remez to Eliyahu here. So, the Reb Pinchas Koretzer says it's mashma that Eliyahu was also mixed in here, even though he hadn't come to the world yet, but his bechina lamala was. Now, what's interesting is, even though the Imre Pinchas says that Eliyahu did not come to the world yet, the Chida writes on Chazal that when Chazal say Pinchas hu Eliyahu, what do you mean Pinchas hu Eliyahu? It should say Eliyahu, the later guy, Eliyahu, is Pinchas, who was earlier. Pinchas was the first person to appear in Tanakh, and then later on in the Nevi'im we have Eliyahu. Pinchas was the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, so it should say Eliyahu. The second individual, Eliyahu, is Pinchas. Why do we say Pinchas hu Eliyahu? The Chida says actually Eliyahu existed before, already in the beginning of the creation of the world. So that would fit in well with what the Imre Pinchas is saying, where he's bothered, what do you mean Eliyahu is not in the world yet? He says, well, his bechina lamala, his dimension above existed. Well, according to Chida, he did exist fully. However, the Chida says a different interpretation of the significance of why Eliyahu is mentioned here. The Chida says the message that these angels were telling Yaakov is that Esav will be an enemy to you. His anger will be preserved. Ad bihemunach ad sheyave Eliyahu. It will be extant until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. In other words, what the angels were telling Yaakov is that Esav's hatred for you is reality of existence and it will last until the end of time. That's why Eliyahu is mentioned in this context. That's what the Chida says. I would humbly suggest, based on the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says that Yaakov Avinu's encounter with Esav reflects ikvasa de Mashiach, the heels of Mashiach. In other words, when Mashiach is just around the corner, right before the coming of Mashiach. And the Vilna Gaon says that's why first comes the Shvachais and then Leah and Rachel, because in the end of days, so to speak, those Jews who don't have the right to rule will be at the helm. But in any event, there's an idea that the encounter of Yaakov and Esav represents Ikvasa de Mashiach. Well, if it represents Ikvasa de Mashiach, then certainly Eliyahu is just around the corner to be Mavasar, the Geula. And that perhaps is another reason why Vayashuvu Hamalachim al Yaakov Lemar, that there's a remez to none other than Eliyahu Hanavi Zohar Latoiv.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.